previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Your feel good summer, Algoa FM.
All right, feel good summer. The sun is out. Artists are heading our way, and they normally do during this time of the year to perform. We are spoiled this year when it comes to performance, even more so because one particular gentleman is coming, and he's not coming once, he's coming six times to perform in Algoa country. He's just
easy, Wayne. Easy.
Lee.
Easy.
He is going to be in Algoa country performing six times. He's just returned from New York. His name is Jesse Clegg. We've got him on the line. Morning, Jesse.
Hey, man. What's up?
Hey.
Hey, Jesse. Morning. How's it?
Hi, Jesse.
I'm good. Very good. Just arrived in East London.
Ah, it's all part of the Summer Tour 2025. I think I'm going to jump right into it, if you don't mind me. I have to ask you this thing, Jesse. You're on tour, all right? What's the one thing you must have with you that's not music-related?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Wow.
I'll tell you, Jesse, judging by the gloss on your lips usually, I'm guessing it's maybe like a lip balm.
I mean, I do not have lip balm. That's the one thing I don't have, actually. These are some strange questions, guys.
Welcome to Algoa FM Breakfast, Jesse Clegg.
Okay, Jesse, no, let me get serious with you. Listen.
I think when you go on tour, like, you have to have lots of, like, spare clothes and, like, some beach stuff, some sunscreen, I don't know. Like, just the essentials. You know, you all, like, we travel with so much gear that, like, we have to pack so light. Like, you're going for 3 weeks and you're packing, you know, you just have to, like, keep it light and keep it mobile because we move every day. We're doing 12 shows in 12 different cities in, like, the space of 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks. So, it's just constant moving. So, I guess I just pack really light and I just make sure that my guitar is working.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the word, Jesse, is intentional, and this is what comes across to me when I looked at the dates and so on of the summer tour and the venues and whatnot. It just feels like it's such an intentional tour. You've got smaller venues that you're performing at, smaller coastal towns, intimate kind of spaces. Why was that important for you this summer, especially coming off of, you know, performing in places like New York? Or was that perhaps the reason?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, December is such an awesome time in South Africa. Everyone's on holiday and there's such beautiful places to go and visit. And, you know, I don't get to come to East London or, you know, Knysna or Kenton or some of these smaller towns that are so beautiful. I don't get to visit them during the year. And so it's always just an opportunity to go and play for people that you never got to play for during the year. And so the shows are like a mix between like smaller intimate shows and like some bigger outdoor events. And it's always like, I've been doing this tour for many years now, every December. And it's always such a thrill to just come experience South Africa, like journey through South Africa and share music and just get a sense of what everyone's up to. And, you know, it's always families at the shows. It's always a mix of generations. And it's just this beautiful energy of like family, togetherness, community, reflecting on the year. And we get to play music and enjoy that together. So I've always enjoyed it. It makes me really feel connected to the country and feel connected to what I'm doing as a musician.
Like, I mean, let's talk about New York. How was that experience for you?
Yeah, New York was amazing. I mean, I've been going to New York for a couple of years now. I mean, last year I got to play at Carnegie Hall, which was really a milestone for me. This time I was there to record new music, and also I had a show at a South African festival, which was amazing to play for South Africans in Manhattan and just bring some SA energy to the like a rooftop venue in the middle of Manhattan and hear South African accents and eat biltong and play some South African music with New Yorkers. It was a wonderful experience. And, you know, I've been working on my new album, and so I was in studio recording and writing and just doing a bunch of stuff out there. So I love New York. It's a very intense place. I don't think I could live there, but the energy is amazing. And whenever I go there, I feel very inspired to write and create and make music. So it's an awesome place.
Jesse, you mentioned you're busy working on your new album. I was about to ask you the question. How far into the album are you, and when can we expect you to drop that album?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a good question. I've got an album dropping with Msaki in January. So me and Msaki have been working on the album together. And so the first singles have come out already. The first single is called Wayside Lover and also features Java, which dropped about a month ago. That's been an amazing experience. And so the album drops end of Jan. And then my album I'm in the works with, so that's going to probably be towards the middle of next year. It's been a very, very creative year for me. I've been working on a lot of different projects and doing some really fun collabs with artists that I have so much respect for. I'm trying to like get all this music out to people, but there's like a bit of a backlog.
The man is working hard. He's working hard. He's grafting at the moment. So you're in East London at the moment. You're performing there tonight at Bay Collective, and you're also performing at five other venues across Algoa country during the festive season. It includes the Goat Shed in Kenton-on-Sea on Saturday, Grass Roof on Sunday, you're in Kobega, then on Monday you're at Blend in Knysna, Friday the 26th you're in Fan Court in George, then you go away to the sort of Cold Bay, Azerfontein area, Hermanus, Western Cape area, and then you return on Monday the 5th at St. Francis Brewery in St. Francis Bay. So you're a busy man.
Yeah.
We're looking forward to seeing you perform in Algoa country. We really are.
Jesse, wise people would...
Yeah.
Sorry, I was just going to say wise people might want to use your gig guide, your tour guide, as their holiday itinerary and literally just tour with you down the garden route. That's what a wise person would do.
I don't recommend it because doing a lot of zigzagging. Like, the thing with these tours is that we have to, like, you know, it's based on, like, our availability and the venue's availability. So we often find ourselves going from Eastern Cape to Western Cape multiple times. So if anyone's trying to follow us on the tour, they're going to find themselves driving more of their time than doing anything. But
let me tell you, I don't know if you know, Msaki's from East London.
Yeah, I know that, of course. Yeah, she's actually, she's also in East London at the moment, but she's here for family vibes. That's our first show of the tour at Bay Collective. If anyone is in East London having a listen, pull through to Bay Collective tonight. It's the first show, and we are so excited.
And Jesse, just for folk, just to check the rest of the tour itinerary and where they can book tickets, where can they find that?
Yeah. So all the dates and tickets and details are on my website, which is just jessiclegg.com. You can hit me up on Instagram, @jessiclegg. It's going to be an absolute vibe. I really enjoy playing in East London, so tonight's going to be amazing.
Fantastic. We're going to leave it there. Jesse, you got a busy schedule ahead of you. Wishing you all the best of luck. Good luck with your performances. Great to catch up with you again, and we'll look forward to that album next year.
Yeah, thank you so much, guys. Looking forward.
Cool.
Hope you guys are going to come to one of the shows, man.
Yes, of course we are.
Grassroof.
Yeah,
Grassroof. We'll be there.
Grassroof to Grassroof. Yeah. Okay, we'll cool, guys. Thanks so much, Jesse.
Good man.
Ciao.
Cheers. Bye.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.